I am Rich Hurl with your Capital City update on 1320WILS.com. A top official with Sparrow Hospital speaks out about a complaint filed against the Lansing facility by the nurses and hospital workers unions who say they're understaffed, resulting in poor patient care. Executive Director John Berg tells WILS's Tony Conley that the hospital is negotiating with the nurses.
We certainly support our nurses, and we work very hard to provide them a good, productive, quality environment to work in so they can provide quality care to our patients.
He says it's become a political court instead of a law court. Michigan Supreme Court Judge Alton Davis making his case as to why he should be elected after being appointed to replace the resigning Betty Weaver last summer. Davis on WILS says better decision-making is needed.
I think far too many decisions have been made on the basis of a political agenda there by people in a position to do it, and that needs to change.
More reaction this week on GM's $37 million investment into the Lansing Delta Township plant in an effort to improve technology. Township Supervisor Ken Fletcher on WILS today.
When General Motors went through the restructuring, we always knew that we had the newest, most state-of-the-art plant. So we figured that there would be good things for that plant once General Motors kind of came through that process, but we didn't realize it was going to be so quick.
The man suspected of a series of stabbings in Flint last summer, now facing two additional murder charges, one of those cases involving luggage from the defendant found at a Louisville, Kentucky airport. Genesee County Prosecutor David Layton on WILS.
Inside that suitcase was a pair of tennis shoes, which we can trace to the defendant, and on one of the tennis shoes laces was blood, which the DNA profile matched that of the victim.
Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero still has a big hill to climb, but a new poll from the Rossman Group shows Bernero trailing Republican Rick Snyder 50% to 36% in the gubernatorial race, a 14-point deficit down from 20 points in the previous survey. WILS's Tim Skubick has more polling data.
In the race for Secretary of State, Republican Ruth Johnson at 43, Democrat Benson at 31, and in the AG's race, Bill Schuette at 45, David Layton at 32.
No Social Security cost of living adjustment for seniors in Lansing for the second year in a row, while AARP Michigan says those who depend on the checks as a primary source of income could face dire consequences. Government Affairs Associate State Director Felicia Wasson.
We know that Social Security did not cause the deficit that we're facing right now, and so we don't believe that any cuts should be made as a result.
Traffic on Grand Avenue in downtown Lansing affected by paving work. The Ottawa Street intersection closed today for preparations for tomorrow's work to be performed on Grand from Ottawa to Shiawassee, and tomorrow morning some roads closing to accommodate the American Cancer Society making strides against breast cancer walk. The closings include portions of Michigan and Capitol Avenues, as well as Pine, Walnut, and Allegan streets. That's your Lansing News update. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming with Tony Conley and Jack Ebling weekday mornings and afternoons. I'm Rich Hurl on 1320WILS.com.